Good morning. It's my privilege to welcome you to this service of lessons and carols this morning. The musicians of the church have been hard at work preparing some beautiful music for you, and we're of course going to hear the story of the Nativity, and Joan is our reader. As we prepare to worship God, let us turn our hearts and minds to God as the brass bring us up the prelude.
Free to applaud today. Good morning. Our lessons and carol service has already begun with that prelude, and there are many announcements in the bulletin that you can take time to peruse. One of those is a thank you to all of the people that make this service special. The names of everyone in the various choirs and bands is printed in the bulletin, as well as some extra thank yous, so I encourage you to read through those. There is our annual Christmas lunch following worship today. Soup and desserts are available in the fellowship hall, so please join us after worship in the fellowship hall, whether or not you brought a dessert to share, and gather around table so that we can continue in this joyful season. There is a youth group Christmas party tonight from 5:30 to 7:30, and details about that are in your bulletin. The deacons will be selling candles during fellowship hour, coffee or lunch today, and next week as well. So if you're looking for a gift, those are available in the fellowship hall. There's also an announcement in there about how you can get a pendant of this cross if you'd like to give that to a loved one this Christmas. There are announcements, too, about a devotion that some of us are reading in 2020. It's a daily devotional. There's nothing formal to it. It's just many of us are going to be reading it and trust that conversations will flow from that. Those are available for $12 at the church office if you'd like to pick one up before the new year starts. Finally, we have a different worship service this year, next Saturday at 5 p.m., December 21st. We will gather on what is the longest night of the year for a blue Christmas service. If you are feeling blue this Christmas, this service is for you. If you're mourning any kind of loss or feeling any kind of sense of grief, we will make space for you in this sanctuary to name that, to offer it to God, and to be together in a spirit of comfort and healing, especially in this season, to lean heavily on the hope that's offered to us in Jesus Christ's birth. I believe that's all the announcements that I'm going to make, unless someone flags me down. Yeah. We'll collect the joy.
Two more servers for Christmas Eve. Two more servers for 11.
Oh, we need two more communion servers for the 11 o'clock service on Christmas Eve. See Sue Britton if you're willing to do that. Sue's waving. So if you are an ordained elder or deacon and plan on being here on the 11 o'clock service on Christmas Eve, see Sue and she will give you your marching orders. Let us worship God as the LaGrasso family lights our Advent wreath.
Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say,
rejoice.
Rejoice.
The world says worry, and we say,
rejoice.
Rejoice.
The news says fear, and we say,
be faithful.
Rejoice.
Rejoice.
The world says be happy, and the church says,
be faithful.
Be faithful.
As we light our third Advent candle,
we pray for hope, peace, and joy.
Come now, O Child of Mary.
Come now, O Prince of Joy.
Hello.
Prophecy from Isaiah. Comfort, O comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry to her that she has served her term, that her penalty is paid, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice cries out, in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low. The uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. Then the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all people shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee, blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. This taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that, while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
Thank you.
And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
Thank you.
it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known to us. And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph, and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things, and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them.
Lord, to be.
Let us bring forth our tithes and our offerings. Freely have you received, freely may you also give. Let us return thanks to God. Gracious God, we thank you and we praise you that all that we are and all that we have comes as a gift from your hand, especially in this season of Advent as we anticipate your birth in our hearts anew. We thank you for the greatest gift of all, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who came to us in the person of a little child. We ask that you would accept these gifts as evidence of our willingness to devote ourselves wholly to you. And we ask these things in Jesus' name. May all here say, Amen.
Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, In Bethlehem of Judea. For thus it is written by the prophet, And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the young child, and when ye have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also." When they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it came over the child where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold, and frankincense, and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way.
Through the dark night, hide my pathway, guide me home.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. And the Word was made flesh, and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace.
You've heard the story of great news, good news, great news for all people, born in Bethlehem, a Savior. It makes all the difference in the world, and it makes all the difference in our lives. Go out with joy to be a blessing upon all those you meet in this season. And as you go, may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, may the abundant, everlasting, born in Bethlehem love of God, and may the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you and keep you this day and every day. Alleluia. Amen. Mm-hmm.